first public hearing, in fact, our only public hearing this evening, is conditional use number 1975, Ronald and Susan Berwick.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto repair and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.06 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 225, also known as Marshall Road, or Marshall Street, 2,767 feet north of Road 207, also known as Johnson Road, and also being north of Jumping Jack Lane, and identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 3-30, map 15, parcel 20.01. For the benefit of the commission, the applicant has provided us with a copy of the survey and site plan for this application. The commissioners do have a copy in front of them. We did receive two agency comments. First one was received on October 4th of 2013 from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report and references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Marshall Street will not change as a result of this application. The second comment from agency was on January 6, 2014, from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It is a memorandum and references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, if you would please come on up and give us your name and you may have the floor.
Excuse me. Ronald Berwick.
Okay, Mr. Berwick, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Not really. I think back in 1944 or 45, my father started business there, and I took over in 71, ran it for 35 years, and then I rented it out to another guy. I think it's been out of commercial use for about 2 or 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I had a automotive, I repaired radiators there and took over my father's business, and I don't know. I think everyone else there around the neighborhood seems to think they wouldn't complain about another business opening up there for automotive service.
Okay. Well, if there's anyone who wants to, we're going to give them an opportunity here in a few minutes. But first, why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you? And we're going to start with Mr. Burton down here on the end.
All right. I knew it as a radiator repair shop, so that's how I knew the store back then. Talk to me about your intention with sales. You're going to make it a car lot? It says all repairs and sales.
At the present time, I am just leasing the property to a guy there that is a gentleman that is going to repair automobiles and have used car sales there.
But that's what you're applying for as well, is...
Correct. I am not going to open up another business. I am retired and...
Okay, so you're getting a zoning change. You would like the zoning change so that the guy that's leasing it from you...
Correct.
...can go in there. Okay. Do you know how many cars he plans on stocking on the sales side of it?
I have no idea.
Do you know if they're planning any lights? Will there be any lights, any parking lot lighting?
Right now, as far as I know from what I've heard from him, is that he's going to trim down one of the trees there so that the one light that we have there now, that is in existence now, will come through in the springtime. Right now, it doesn't
Mr. Berwick.
There's no leaves or anything, but.
Is the gentleman that's going to be renting the property from you, is he here this evening?
Yes.
It would be fine if you want him to join up here with you, and he can maybe answer a few questions as well. As long as he gives us his name, he can testify.
Good.
My name is Edward Roffling.
Okay, and Mr. Burton, you can direct your questions to either or.
Asking is because we can put different conditions on so that the property doesn't look like something that it's not supposed to look like.
Right, I exactly agree. My intention, there may be a couple lights coming off the building to face the lot to brighten it up, especially at night. I don't think it'd be like 20 or less, and 20 would be max probably out front because I don't know if I can even fit that many right now. But I'd want it so if I could, the opportunity would be there. But and foreseeing in the near future, I'd say 10 to 15 the most right now. But if things take off, we might, widen it a little bit.
Okay. And then and I'll get to the repair in a minute. So there's two questions. So you are planning on parking, you would like a maximum number of 20. And the lightings you're going to do, building lights and the one light that's currently there now.
Yes.
How many employees are you anticipating?
I have a part-time mechanic. It'd be my wife and myself right now.
And then what would be the hours of operation of the sales and the service?
I would say Monday through Saturday. During the week, Saturday, maybe 6 o'clock in the evening, but it shouldn't go past that. I mean, for sales or for mechanical. Sundays, I don't like to open Sundays if I don't have to.
So 8 to 6 would be good?
Yeah, I would say that's fair, yes.
Would there be any need for a sign?
Yes, I have to have a sign on the property in order to DOT qualifications. I would have a sign listed on the property.
Okay.
Name of the business.
All right, let's go to mechanical. How do you see parking for that outside that building?
On the one side of the building, there'd be a few spaces for cars. I mean, I'm not looking to do a massive amount of automobile work right now. Not heavy brake jobs, tune-ups, little stuff like that that's in and out the same day. No overhauls or anything like that. I send that work out.
So on a maximum day, how many cars, with the exception of the sale cars, would be parked outside that would make your business work?
It's hard to say, but if, say, everything was going strong, 5-6 cars maybe rotating in and out and then leaving.
Do you plan on putting a dumpster out there?
Yes. Eventually, yeah, we'll put a dumpster behind the building.
That would probably have to be shielded in some way.
Correct.
There's a lot of commercial in that area.
Yes.
Have you spoken to any of the neighbors on?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of the neighbors. They've come over and introduced themselves to me and so on and so forth. I mean, the oil companies across the street, I've talked to them. They service my oil tank there. Guy across the street does work for himself, and there's other businesses there. I haven't exactly talked to everybody, but there was a few close proximity that I have been in contact with already. I mean, they came up to me and introduced themselves, and we sat down and talked about it and what was going on.
Okay. I have no further questions at this time. One more. Do you plan on using the out garage for anything?
Storage.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson.
For the record, could you describe some of the other businesses that are in the nearby on Marshall Street?
We have an oil company across the street.
Lujan Fuel.
Lujan Fuel, yes. Down around the corner, I think it's Macklin Construction on Johnson Road or off of Johnson Road there. There's a couple other shops up the other end. If you go a little further down Marshall, you got the rental place, and you got an automotive place down on the corner by the Chicken Man. Right there's some businesses, yeah. right now, all the properties basically around me, for the most part, are empty. You know.
Okay.
There is another building up the street. I think it's for sale. It was a business, and they're trying to sell it. It was a Med's body shop. Yeah. But, you know, it's not occupied or anything. I think it was probably
But for commercial. The record, you're describing several other businesses that are in the nearby location.
Yes.
Okay.
There is another trucking company, dump trucks, right up the street, too, also beyond the fuel company. I can't remember the name of the company right now. They sit back. Christiana Excavating, that's it.
Okay.
They're all right in the proximity within half a mile.
Now, what about junk cars or cars that are inoperable?
There may be a couple that would be behind the building, behind the outbuilding, on the side. And I figured if I did that, I would put a little fence up so nobody could see them.
And how long would you anticipate something like that being stored?
As little as possible. I don't like to have junk. My motto is if it looks good, you get more business. I don't want to junk up the place. I want to improve the place the best I can. And hopefully I can give a fair deal and have customers come in. And customers don't want to see junk laying around. So my intention, if I do have a couple things back there, be behind a little fence so nobody can see them.
Okay. And from your description tonight of what you're intending to do, it sounds like your primary intention is to have a used car sales lot?
Yes.
Okay. And that sounds like the auto repairs is more secondary.
Basically, yes.
That may be more dealing with repairing your own cars.
There'd be a lot of repairing my own cars, and I like to eventually maybe do some brake jobs, tune-ups, and stuff in the shop, you know, in the hard times from the car sales business.
Now, will you be doing mechanical work as well?
Light mechanical work, yes.
Okay, because you talked about having a part-time mechanic, so I wasn't sure if it was you or your wife that was
it was a friend of mine,
crawling
yes.
underneath the cars. And,
okay. I basically do it all.
Okay. And she's going to run the business side
yes,
of it?
Sir.
Okay.
She's the one in charge.
One with the money.
There you
aren't
go.
Aren't they all?
as long as you pay your rent, I think your landlord will be happy.
Yes. I tell you, he's one of the best landlords I've met so far.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith?
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Abbott?
No question.
Counselor?
Nope, none for me either. Thanks.
All right then, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1975, Ronald and Susan Berwick? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1975? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. We thank you.
Mr. Chairman.